As you walk into the main gallery at the Tucson Museum of Art, you're greeted by a life-size photogram of a bald eagle. The image was obtained by a process that involves placing the lifeless body of the animal directly onto the photographic paper.
This exhibition is called Desert Grasslands.
Julie Sassy is chief curator at TMA. She says the photogram of the bald eagle is by Kate Brakey, and it's only one example of how the artists in this exhibition delve into an exploration of the desert grasslands.
It was conceived as part of a consortium of museums and institutions that were discussing the idea over actually a couple of years to create symposia, exhibitions, programs that looked at the desert in many different ways, from comparing it to deserts all over the world, to addressing issues and art pertinent to the Sonoran Desert, the Chihuahuan, the Great Basin area, so all throughout the Southwest.
The natural environment has always played a role in creating inspiration for artists. And Sassy says this exhibition, an exploration of a subtle and complex ecosystem by a number of artists, demonstrates a range of insightful perspectives.
It's amazing the number of artists who are becoming passionately involved in the environment. I had first come to learn about the numbers of artists involved in this particular topic when I did the exhibition Trouble in Paradise. But that one was specifically about disasters and about global warming and climate change. It did have a dark side to it. This exhibition, while many of the same artists are in this exhibition, are looking at the environment not from a doom and gloom, but from a real celebration.
The photographs of Matilda Essig are part of the exhibition and provide a unique perspective of the diversity among desert grasses, a perspective that Sassy says is informed by the artist's personal connection with the environment.
Matilda Essig has been restoring 5 acres of grassland to reintroduce native species by using rotational cattle grazing. But she's an artist, so this is something that's part of a dual life. So she looks at the real close-up views of the beauty of a single blade of grass.
The sharp perspective of Essig's photographs is contrasted by the translucent, almost gauzy perspective of Dornith Doherty's work.
Dornith Doherty x-rays seedlings at native seed banks around the world, and she was looking at the idea of the evolution of seed structures and how we're today seeking so strongly to preserve our native species.
While some of the artists in desert grasslands explore the individual components of this landscape, a blade of grass, as it were, others choose to step back and explore the grassland as a meeting place between man and environment.
Michael Berman, looking at his from the idea of the landscape as a language, how so many different factors enter in. It's not just nature in isolation, it's border issues, it's cattle grazing. And so he created this wonderful, in a way, a mural or an installation of fragmented images, but they're installed and staggered in a way that almost looks like it's reading like lines in a poem.
Kate Brakey's photogram of the bald eagle is the first image seen as one walks into the Desert Grasslands exhibition. And it's part of a larger installation of photograms that show the diversity of life that is sustained within the ecosystem of a desert grassland.
I had seen her work and I said, could you do an installation for us that just deals with desert grasslands animals? So she was doing photograms of birds and other animals, and at the last minute she said, can you wait to the last minute for me? I've just found a fawn. Her work deals with the idea of celebrating small deaths, deaths in the desert that are otherwise overlooked. It's a metaphor for paying tribute to these beautiful animals of the desert.
Paying tribute to the life found in the desert grasslands. That's the unifying theme of this exhibition. And Desert Grasslands reveals a diversity not only in the animals and plants of this complex ecosystem, but in the perspectives and interpretations of the artists represented here.
This is an exhibition that is meant to look at things both empirically, just looking at it at face value for what you see, pure observation, but it's also looking at it very closely in the microcosm of the world and the macrocosm, looking back. And that becomes a metaphor for life in itself. Don't overlook the mundane. Look at every little aspect of the world as something to celebrate, something to find beauty in, and then to step back and take a look at it to see what it means. And that's what's happening with all the work in this exhibition.
You can see a video on the TMA Grasslands exhibition tonight on AZ Illustrated. It airs at 6:30 on PBS HD Channel 6. I'm Luis Carrion, Arizona Public Media.